102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. It's 8:21. So how did your son run over your heart with his truck, with your truck?
They came in yesterday from karate, which is a whole separate thing now.
Okay, so your son and daughter came home for karate.
Remind me to get back to karate. And Joseph looks at me and he goes, "Daddy, I don't think I want to play soccer anymore."
Oh, no.
And I was like, "What?
He's so good at it. Why wouldn't you want to play?"
I go, that's what I said to him. I go, "Why don't you want to play, man?" And he goes, "I'm just getting like, I'm kind of bored with it. I don't really have fun with it anymore." And I'm like, "Well, you made commitments that you have to stick to."
Sure.
And I'm like, everything I've been around the game. I'm 40 years around the game.
Aren't you picturing your son playing like this would be his sport? Because he is good at it. He's got wheels and he's got
a lot of potential.
Yeah.
He's good. He's not great.
Uh-huh.
But he's got a ton of potential and he's fast as hell. And and he's got a rocket. But, you know, what am I going to do? I told him, I said, "You got to live out your commitments." I go, "You signed up for two teams in the spring."
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And he just started, didn't he?
Well, he's playing.
Just about to start?
He's playing in the winter.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the whole thing. Maybe we just kept it going too long. There was no break because he went into one set of camp on Friday nights and then a second session because he said he wanted to do both sessions.
Okay.
Then he played a season with his developmental team.
Yeah, maybe this is a temporary thing.
And then the kid's a year old and needed to play, so they asked him to play.
Nice.
So he's there too. And I was like, I just don't think. I go, "What do you want to do?" He goes, "I want to play lacrosse." I'm like, "Oh,
but you said with your daughter, you said lacrosse would be good. So, I mean, lacrosse would be, don't want him to stop playing soccer.
No, I don't listen, do whatever you want to do. I'm not going to put a gun to his head. He is going to finish out his commitments.
Yeah.
You know, he's committed to the two teams in the fall, and I got to coach it. There's no way he's not playing, and I'm coaching it. That ain't happening.
And you got to coach knowing that he's going to quit at the end.
Right. So, I think once that season keeps going, and then he's got the summer break, and we don't get crazy on it, I think he'll stick around it.
Yeah.
And I've always told him, I said, "You play whatever you want to play." He's like, "But I want to stay with karate."
Oh, okay.
That's when my daughter came to me.
Oh, no.
"Daddy."
Oh, no.
I want to quit karate.
Oh, no.
I'm like, "Why do you want to quit karate? This kid quits everything." And she said, "Well, I don't have fun. There's no girls there for me." And but I go, I said to her, I go.
That sucks when there's no
I go,
girls.
"Isabella, I go, you come home full of energy, smiling, doing karate moves with your brother, the whole thing." I said, "I can see your confidence getting stronger. I can see you getting in shape. I can see all the stuff. I know you're enjoying it."
Didn't they just get a yellow belt or something?
No, they're about to get their yellow belt, which is a second belt then. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, "I can't." And I pull Joseph aside. I go, "Joseph, listen, you got to help me keep your sister in karate." And he's like, "Well, what do you want me to do?" I'm like, I don't know what goes on over there. I'm not there. He's like, "Well, she says, you know, there's no girls, nobody pay." She's like, what if I pay more attention to her?" I'm like, "Whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
You got to keep your daughter. You got to keep your sister in karate. It's good for her."
Oh,
you know what
God.
I'm saying? Like,
sure.
I can see how good it is for her.
So tell her she has to stay in for how long? What's her commitment?
Well, this spring commitment or something? Is almost over. She only signed up for a month apiece. Joseph wants to keep going. She, all of a sudden, because softball is starting.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's like,
I mean, I never wanted to quit baseball or basketball, but other stuff, you know, Cub Scouts, stuff like that. I was always like, "Mom, I don't want to do it anymore." And she would somehow finagle to keep me in, and it would get better for a while.
My daughter quits everything. So
you
I knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I got to try and get her in. The soccer thing, I'll deal with. Just the words, my son saying, "I don't want to play soccer anymore." I'm like, "What are you talking about?
You're not my son.
You're not my son."
8:25.
If you would have told me I want to play hockey, I'd have been like, "All right, that's cool."
This is what you got coming, Ted with Landon.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff.
A few years.
Lacrosse, I got to watch now. Right?
Oof.
Yeah. I don't know anything about
it. It's a good sport.
Yeah,
I don't know if it is with 8-year-olds, but
I'm sure it's wonderful. Yeah.
Here's Ted.
Right now on Nichols Road, northbound at 347, we have an accident there. Also,
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 8:29. JP got the news from his 7-year-old son yesterday.
Remember, you know what
"Daddy,
it reminded me of?
I don't want to play soccer anymore."
I'm going to tell you exactly what it reminded me of. Do you remember the day you came in here?
Oh, I know exactly what you're going to say.
When your daughter Courtney said she didn't want to play basketball anymore. She wanted to do cheerleading.
Right.
And I saw your face.
Right between 8th grade and high school.
As Joseph is finishing the sentence,
yeah.
"Daddy, I don't want to play soccer anymore." I just was right in the studio, right here, sitting in the same seat, looking across at you and like knowing.
6-7 years ago, whatever
like,
it was.
This is going to be the one story I ever tell on the radio station. where you and I are at exactly the same place.
Absolutely right. I had just put a really nice basketball hoop, a nice glass backboard on the driveway.
I remember that.
And then she said, I thought she was going to go try out for the freshman team in high school.
And then I remember the creepy guy that bought it off you from Craigslist.
He found my house. Yeah. This guy says he's got a positive good morning to your son quitting soccer and going to lacrosse. Go ahead.
He hasn't done it yet.
Go ahead.
There's a lot more scholarships for lacrosse than there are for soccer.
There are. I mean, there are scholarships. Listen, he's seven. I'm not going down that road yet of scholarships for this, that, the other thing. I just want my kids to be happy.
Yeah.
I just always saw my son playing ball because he's good.
Yeah.
Well, give him a shot at lacrosse. Maybe he's great at lacrosse. He said he wasn't great at soccer. He'd be great at lacrosse.
No, he's good with the potential to be great in soccer. He might be great at lacrosse. I mean, my son swinging a stick at somebody's head is probably quite appealing to him.
Hey, thanks for the call.
You know?
He could be really good at lacrosse. And like he said, you know, I mean, Long Island's got both. They're hotbeds for both.
You got to see me looking at my daughter. I'm like, do I ask you, when she told me she wanted to quit karate, I'm like, do I ask you for much?
You had a rough day yesterday.
No kidding, dude.
I don't want to play soccer and I want to quit karate.
Dude, if you knew the discussions I had in this place after you left yesterday, put that on top of what happened at home. It was a disaster.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. JP 834. Hey, when your kids want to quit something, it stinks because you want them to commit and at least finish something out.
Yeah, well, they'll
commit. But when they quit something that you like and you think they like and they could be good at,
right?
That's tough. And your son saying he doesn't want to play soccer is tough because the kid's got some skills and it's the sport that you love. Mm. I can see where that hurts on a couple levels. Same as my daughter with the basketball.
I was briefly happy. Then they saw my happiness and decided to rip it from my body.
Hey, what do you got for JP? Go ahead.
You know, that's all right if his son goes into lacrosse, because you know why? He's just finding out what he wants, what sport he's really into.
I know.
When he gets to middle school or even high school, there might be something totally different.
Or he could go
now, you know?
He go back to soccer. You
honestly,
know.
You know me, I'm always looking
back to soccer.
Right. Well, my guess is once he gets through the spring season and if he's successful again, he doesn't want to quit. Right now, he's playing with older kids, so he's not like a standout.
Mm-hmm. It's tough.
Right? And it's tougher. So that's probably what's got him. Once he gets back on age and does all that other stuff and he goes back to scoring stupid goals a game, my guess is he'll turn around. But I did love the fact that he said, I want to stay with karate, because I think this martial arts stuff, I never did it as a kid. I wish I did.
Yeah.
I think that martial arts stuff definitely builds some sort of confidence in kids
that
can't be taught anywhere else. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
Later. You too. Wow.
I do have a theory about why this is happening to you.
Oh, great.
You're not going to want to hear it then.
Of course not.
So I'll just not tell it to you.
What's up, Brett?
Yeah, right.
Our producer coming up with some sort of theory?
Yeah, right.
Unless you want me to.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt you.
How deep?
We'll see.
It's going to cut.
It's probably bad.
Is it going to be a flesh wound or is it
going to
pull?
It'll cut.
It might change the way you think.
Is it like spooning out an organ?
It's not going to help the situation.
Oh, good.
All right, Brett's theory next.
Not this particular one. It might help you for the rest of your life, though.
Oh, life advice.
Right.
Nice, Brett. 102.3 WBAB.
But it probably won't.
Long out of the road. 2.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, it's 8:40. Having a bit of a discussion about JP's son, who yesterday told him at 7 years old, he said, listen, I don't want to play any soccer anymore. I'd rather play lacrosse. And then the 1-2 punch where his daughter came in and said, I want to quit karate. So a rough afternoon.
And she already joined softball.
Talking
I did get
kids.
Good news on the softball. Originally, I was told the softball was 3 days a week plus a game on the weekend. I was I was going to eat a bullet. That was bad. I can't handle that much softball.
But it's not that.
I can't even handle that much. A game of this thing. What's your theory over there?
Remember last week?
Go ahead, Brett.
When you bribed your daughter to not play softball, something she really wanted to do?
Tried to bribe.
Tried to bribe.
Didn't work.
Unsuccessfully. But the point is that you did try to bribe her.
I did try to bribe her.
I'm going to say this is karma coming back to you.
But why is trying to talk her into something that would be more entertaining for me such a horrible thing?
I think we went over this. Because it's wrong.
I think you just nailed it.
It's
nailed
not
it.
Wrong.
Bam, I think you say exactly.
It's not wrong. None of this.
So that's what I think.
You didn't talk her. You tried to bribe her out of playing a sport she wanted to that you didn't want to
watch. But you guys are looking at the dark side. You're looking at the dark side of the whole thing.
Oh, so I'm looking you're going to look at the bright side, which is what you usually do?
I'm looking at the sunny side of the whole thing, and I'm like, my daughter stood up on her principles.
It's bizarre.
And I was very impressed by that. So you could look at me being a dirty bastard, and that's fine.
Well, it's Brett's theory. It's karma.
It's not on them. It's on you.
Hmm.
Now,
the act of bribing
karma
a child.
Has said, well, we're going to take the one thing you absolutely love, which is soccer, and your son playing it and living through your son, and say, bye. Lacrosse time.
The gods karate, have spoken.
Karate, she's done it so well. Bye.
It brings her happiness.
It did bring her happiness. I just got to get a girl in that class. If there was a girl in her karate class, she would still be doing it. She doesn't have a girl in the class. And Joseph has a friend in the class, so he ignores her and hangs with his buddy when they're doing the karate moves.
Right.
So she's on her own, and she feels left out, and that's what's going on there.
He doesn't care. It's a sister.
I almost would be willing to pay for private lessons for her.
Mm-hmm.
Like
just
with
to keep her in.
With a female instructor just to keep her in. Mm-hmm. That's how good I think this
is. I'm surprised there's not another girl in the class.
I don't
it
know,
seems
man.
Like girls go to martial arts a lot. It's, right, I feel like it's a thing.
It might just be the class, the time that she goes or whatever it is. And it's open. I can change it around.
Or it might just be bad karma.
I can't believe how much. I'm not even going to pay attention to you guys.
Exactly. And that's why this will keep happening to you. That's why I say it could help you in the rest of your life.
When's your son's birthday?
September.
I'm having Mr. Met come to the house.
Dude, you can finish the conversion.
Watch how much Met stuff gets delivered to your doorstep.
Right?
Well, we'll see. I mean, it's Brett's theory.
I can't believe
that. And I can't wait for that karma to come back to you for that.
I can't believe how good. I'm ignoring you. Good. I can't believe how good this martial arts stuff is for the kids.
Yeah. Sounds great.
I can't believe
karma doesn't ignore you, by the way. It finds you. No matter
I'm not ignoring karma. I'm ignoring you.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see what happens. It's 8:44.
It's not even funny.
Oh, no, it is. Just a little bit.
I was trying to help you. Give you a different outlook. And maybe your kids would still be playing what they want to play. And
they are playing what they want to play. I'll never stop them from playing what they want to play. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to get, you know, I'll never not. It's not like I said, no, you're playing soccer and like it, you little bastard. I didn't do that.
Right, yeah.
I wasn't there. I don't know if you said that or not.
I swear to God.
I think you did, though.
I didn't do it. I swear. I realize, I'd be honest. You guys know I would be honest if I went that route.
Well, we'll see how it finishes up and see if it really is a karma thing.
I was honest about the attempt at bribery.
Yeah, that's true. 844. Here's...